As the bleak winter season continues into the month of February, many sports are wrapping up for the season, but one growing local sport is just getting started. The Northwest Arkansas Lacrosse League will kick off its fifth season beginning next month. Chris Winsler, one of the league's assistant coaches, says after being introduced to the region a few years ago, the sport and the league are beginning to be embraced by Northwest Arkansas residents.
It was founded by a woman named Vera McMurrin. She had a son who played lacrosse. They had moved into the area, and she had also happened to volunteer for the Y and began to, really through her own will and initiative, grab other families who were familiar with the sport, and thus the nucleus was born. This year in 2011, all total, male and female, from fourth grade up through high school, we have about 100 athletes in the system. The divisions are really fourth and fifth graders, and then kind of sixth through eighth grade. And then we have varsity and junior varsity in both boys and girls. It's really been just a grassroots effort, and it's been populated not only by folks who've moved to the area from other lacrosse-rich areas like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, and Colorado, but it's also been a sport that a lot of the local athletes have embraced and embraced strongly. And I think the reason they love it is because the sport requires, you know, the agility, the dexterity, and really skills that are associated with sports known to them, like basketball, like football, in that there's contact in the male game, and hockey to a certain degree, and soccer, in that the positioning of the players, the movement around the goal, has a lot to do with how to score, how to set up, and how to utilize your teammates.
Winsler was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. He learned more about lacrosse when he and his family moved to Massachusetts, and his sons began participating in the sport. He notes that many of the other league coaches have strong experience with the sport, thanks to Division I and Division III college lacrosse. The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has a lacrosse club, but other universities throughout the country have NCAA-sanctioned lacrosse teams. Winsler says they stress the importance of academics first, but the sport is one way to help students secure a spot in college.
Some of the great places to learn about lacrosse, not only ESPN and some of the televised medium, actually cable shows quite a lot of recorded video, but the website uslacrosse.org teaches, it's our national organization that we are working to become a chapter of. We've begun our chapter status work so that we can begin to have a recognized chapter here. Some of the recognized chapters in the area include Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Dallas, St. Louis, Memphis. It's just a tremendous sport, and the larger cities have really embraced it. It has taken off. Since I was a boy in Memphis, lacrosse is now, I believe there are 45 teams in the Memphis area, and there are a lot of Division I, two, and three scholarships available to lacrosse players. In fact, two of the boys from Bentonville this past year were able to secure a spot in college via lacrosse.
In addition to helping students obtain a path to higher learning, the Lacrosse League can offer more athletes the opportunity to be involved in a sport.
We see a lot of athletes who are very, very good, very, very quick, but for some reason or other, don't get to participate in a lot of the larger schools in their athletic programs. They do, but it's really only in a practice method. They never see the field. And one of the things about lacrosse, the speed at which it's growing, is that we need all the athletes we can get. And it's a fantastic way for your son or daughter to get playing time with a team sport and get on the field, because some of those differences in life are really happen out on the field, and you really begin to get the confidence you need.
The Northwest Arkansas lacrosse teams often travel for their matches, but Winsler says he hopes with the growth of the sport in the area that one day that won't be the case.
Our future state is we would love to have enough teams in this area so we would not have to travel outside of Benton and Washington counties, but that's where getting the word out about lacrosse comes in, and getting in some of these athletes we see throughout our school systems to learn to play lacrosse. Currently we travel to Tulsa. We travel over to Edmond, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. We are looking at Kansas City. We have traveled as far away as Wichita and Dallas, because some of the tournaments that they host in those areas are so rich in competition and so rich in the spirit and fun of lacrosse. We went to Dallas a few weeks back, just before the holidays, and there were probably 150 teams from all over the Midwest, Dallas and around, that came to compete. We joined up with the Tulsa squad and played in a round robin of six games over 2 days, and it was a fantastic experience for all of our varsity and junior varsity boys.
The expansion of the league in the future could also potentially open the doors for post-college athletes to participate as well.
Lacrosse continues college and post-college for all athletes who would like to play. Our goal in forming our own separate league and growing out from what had been very humble beginnings is to gain exactly that, a full strata of players from, be it first, second, third grade through the YMCA and fourth grade and up through our club to post-college to really begin to gain a footing for lacrosse in the area. There are a lot of players with experience who are just, it's become dormant because they don't have a place to play, or they just don't think it's available here. So we have to make sure we get the word out and recruit people. We need coaches, we need referees, we need fields. We're growing so fast that each of us has a challenge to get the particular aspect that we have within our cities and our surrounding areas and fulfill it so that we can get enough kids out to play.
In order for lacrosse to grow in the area, Winsler says it's important to get the word out about the sport.
We have grown from very humble beginnings to something that may have traction and is going to really, really be embraced, I think, by the community. Lauren West of Bentonville, the Bentonville Athletics Director, let us play at halftime during Tiger Pride, and we got exposure to a lot of folks. We're working on the same type of exposure through Rogers High Schools and would welcome, you know, Fayetteville and Springdale, those four big cities here on our corridor. If we can get their high school athletes interested in the sport, we will be able to build a league that is fantastic and can rival cities like Kansas City, Dallas, Oklahoma City.
The Northwest Arkansas League season will run until May. In April, the organization will host a lacrosse fest where several out-of-state teams will come compete in Bentonville. More information on the Northwest Arkansas Lacrosse League is available at nwalacrosse.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.